Hey guys, so insert cool little intro here, insert cool little music here, insert cool little over, like voiceover guy here. We're a brand new podcast, so we don't have any of that kind of stuff yet. But we're totally going to get there. So Vicky, do you want to introduce us and tell everyone what we're doing?
Yes. So welcome to Witchin' and Bitchin', the podcast. I'm Vicky, and as you just heard then, that's Darren.
Yep.
We're our resident witches here at the podcast. So we're looking here, we really want to create a podcast that's a nice safe space for everybody to explore the path, what it means to be a witch in the modern day, and all the different paths that they are, what that means to everybody. And yeah, we just want to have fun, basically.
Yeah, like what Vicky was saying, like, you know, this podcast is about you guys, our listeners. So whilst we're only new and, you know, we're slowly going to be building our base, if you're listening already, then you have an opportunity to help influence our podcast and what direction we take it. Because we really, when we say the word witch, some people may not identify with that word, but that's okay too, because, you know, we're going to be talking about the witchy, the woo-woo, the weird and the wonderful, like anything that basically applies. So if you fit into one of those categories, and I'm sure that you do, if not multiple, I mean, I don't know about you, Vicky, do you fit into multiple?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I can tick a few boxes there.
I'm pretty sure I'm woo-woo, I'm pretty sure I'm weird. Yeah. And of course I'm wonderful. Like,
wonderful, that's right. We got the witch in part there, we're good.
Awesome. So I guess, like, why don't we just tell our listeners, like, you know, what can they expect in this podcast series? Like, what would be our main purpose here?
Yep. So we are going to have a whole heap of guests as well, which we want to incorporate people coming on as well as much as possible. And as it kind of says in our byline, we want to, we want to create a space where people can come listen. We want to deconstruct, what is it that it means to be a witch? What does that mean for everybody? And, but also, I guess there's also a little bit of our name, Witchin and Bitchin. We need to kind of deconstruct that a little bit too, I guess.
Well, I'm going to take the lead on that one. So
yeah, like, you go for that one.
People have already asked me, they've said, like, why bitching? Like, are you guys just going to be like gossiping and bitching about people? I'm like, no. Yes. Okay, so guys, I've written it on Facebook, but basically the word bitchin' in modern American English, you can describe someone as being really bitchin', like, you know, she's fly, she's down, she's awesome, like she's got bitchin' hair. Like, I'm a little bit extra in case you guys haven't noticed already. Like, you know, if you describe something as bitchin', it's cool, it's awesome. Equally, when you talk about bitching, people will think, okay, you're bitching about someone or something. But like, when you think about it, what does that really mean? Well, you're kind of talking about someone or something behind their back. Whereas what we're going to be doing is talking about those things that are normally talked about in closed circles or behind people's backs or in the shadows. Yeah. But we're going to be bringing them out to the light for you guys to listen to. So, I mean, do you think that's fair? Like, you know,
definitely. That's it. And it's beautiful. Like, it's got the shock factor with there as well. And I know people are going to instantly think, oh, we're just going to sit and bitch about stuff, but we're not. It's really about bringing the things that are in the shadows and in the dark and not discussed. And let's bring them right up to the surface so that everybody can have a chat about it. And I think in a lot of cases with more understanding, when you actually see people, feel people, hear them,
yeah,
you can have more understanding and we grow and learn and all of those kind of things. So we just really want to create a space where people can, in this modern day, come and have a chat.
Or have a bitch.
Having a bitchin and a witchin.
Yeah. Bitchin and bitchin. But like, I mean, who knows?
We might.
Oh my God, right. Did you see what such and such wrote in their book? Like,
exactly. That's right. But that's the thing. We want to keep it really real and authentic. We want it to be, because I know with a lot of witchcraft and a lot of things, there is a lot of secrecy and
a lot
of things that are kept behind the shadows and stuff, and you don't find out about it. We want to just talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, because like, it's gone, like, even if we just look at the history of witchcraft, like, it was often, like, in the past, it was always something that was in secret. And especially if we even talk about, like, witch history, like, during the burning times, there would be no way that you would mention that you're a witch to anyone.
No.
Whereas, like, I almost inclined to say, like, witch is the new black now, as in meaning that
it is
the new, like, kind of cool, trendy thing to say that you're into the witchy or the woo-woo. Like, I mean, you only have to look at Dimmicks, like, at the bookstore.
Yeah, at the section now.
there's like a whole section on New Age and religion, and it's like what books you had to look in the like dark parts of the internet to find them.
To kind of find anything. I know.
Especially Dimmicks and like, you know, all of the big, we're not endorsed by Dimmicks, by the way. No, I mean, that's right. I'm into it.
Dimmicks, like, we're dropping the name a little bit there, but you never know. Let us just call that, reach out to us.
Like Dimmicks, if you're listening.
The email's below. Have a listen.
But yeah, like what I used to have to go to, there was a place that was open in Melbourne called the Haunted Bookshop. Sadly, it's closed its doors because like all things in Melbourne, buildings are getting torn down and redeveloped into big like condominiums and stuff like that. So sadly, he doesn't exist anymore. But I remember being like a school kid when I was like 15 years old. And like, I mean, I may or may not have been wagging class to go into the city.
Of course not.
Like in my school blazer walking. And I literally, it's so funny because I used to be like walking down the little alleyway. And I'd like, because I'm in my school blazer and it's like so taboo. Like this is, we're talking 20 years ago. Like, come on. Oh, I've just given away my age.
Like, you were saying, how they would age.
But like I'd be walking down the alleyway and I'd even look around to see if anyone's going to see me walking into the haunted bookshop because it's got this big evil sign, the haunted bookshop, you know.
That's right.
And it's like, you know, I, as soon as I'd buy my books, I'd quickly shove it in the bottom of my bag so that no one would see it, even though like, what, my bag's not see-through. But I'd put it right at the bottom under everything.
Yeah. It's like secret squirrel spy stuff. Like everything had to be hidden.
Well, yeah.
I was in a country town and I think, what was it? Witchcraft magazine or something like that.
Oh my God, I used to buy that.
Yeah, I loved that. Like when I was a teenager and I'm like, I'll be going in. So we had to go to a bigger town, which was like about 40 minutes drive. And that's when I would go get mum to take me to the news agency so I could buy it there so that nobody knew who I was.
Oh my God, that is so
funny. And then I would be doing the same thing. I'd be putting it in the bag and then going home and like reading everything. And I think that was back in the days of, what was the message? It wasn't like Facebook and stuff. It was
that like
groups and things like that, like Yahoo.
ICQ groups. Or there was MSN, ICQ, there was Merck, M-I-R-C.
Yes. It was like all of those and I'd get on there and try to have like some anonymous
talking
name.
With all the witches and stuff. I remember when I was 15, I used to, I don't know if it's still in existence. I should have done my research first, but there was a website called WitchVox.
Oh, yes.
You're a member of that?
Yes.
And I used to go on there like I'm like a 15-year-old kid trying to chat to all the witches around the world, but like back in those days it was like dial-up internet where you had to hear annoying freaking noise like to actually get on the internet, and then if someone wanted to use the phone they'd be like, get off the internet, I want to call someone, and it's like, but I'm talking to my witchy friends, leave
I'm
me
trying
alone.
To talk here.
Oh my God, how far society has come, like I mean I know we've kind of gone off topic, but who cares, let's just run with
that's
it.
Okay, we'll just go with it. But I mean, that's the thing though. It really has changed so much. Like even in a really short time, like I would say even in like the last couple of years, like how you were saying that like being a witch is like the new black, it really has. It's not as scary to kind of put your name out there.
And I think maybe like just in case our listeners are confused about what we're saying, when we're saying it's the new black, we're not in reference to someone's skin color. We're not talking about Black Lives Matter or anything like that. We're talking about, you know, when something's that, like even like the TV series, Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black
is the thing, like you have that little black dress or always. That black makes you look slimming. Black's always the hottest thing. You know what I mean? So that's what we're saying, just to make that clear.
Yep. If anyone's listening. Well done, yes.
Thank you. I thought I better say that one just to get like, are you comparing yourself to Black Lives Matter? No.
No. Nothing to do with that. We're just thinking it's like the next on trend kind of thing. Like it's a bit trendy and whatever, whereas back when it was all secret. And
well, it's the same thing as like, I mean, I can say this as a gay man, like being gay was taboo as well, and I see a lot of energy between gay people and witches because it's like we had little codes, we had to like, you know, put a handkerchief in whatever pocket to tell people that you're gay, all that kind of stuff. Like there'd be secret door knocks and secret handshakes to let people know and all that kind of stuff, or which way you wore your hair or whatever, which ear you had.
I was about to say the earring.
Yeah. And it's like, and back in the day, it was always about coming out of the closet. And now it's like, then we went through the phase of when, what's that show? Queer Eye for a Straight Guy with Carson Kane, and that came out, like being gay was the new black. Well, I always think that now we're going through this process where like witchcraft and being a witch is now this new thing because now people are coming out of the broom closet.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. It really is.
So it's kind of like time's just changing. And it's like, I mean, this podcast, had I been like 15-year-old kid and there was a such thing as podcast back then, I mean, 2 years ago when I was 15, if there was a such thing as podcast, like I would have loved something like this where you can just listen to real people talking about real stuff, but that relates and it has that kind of like witchy
side. I was gonna say, there's still that kind of little bit of mystery and a little bit of like mysticism, and it was all exciting.
So why don't we just touch on that? Like, so are you out as a witch?
No. Well, I kind of thought I was, but I'm not really. I kind of am. But I mean, I've always, I guess I could do a little bit of my backstory a little bit as well.
Yeah, cool. Tell us about you.
Yeah. I was going to say, what is it? My witchy origin story.
Yeah, why not? Do it.
I mean, I've always been kind of that, I was always that kid that loved nature. I was always a nature spirit. I always had crystals. I was always a bit new agey and all of those kind of things. And I mean, I think I even remember like when I was 11 or something, I had one of my mum's past life regression tapes and I went and sat and did one of mum's.
Cassette tape?
Yes, a cassette tape. Like, again,
we're showing our age here. You do realize that all our young listeners are like, they're talking about dial-up. They're talking about cassette. What are they talking about?
What are these things? Yes. So, yes, for all our young listeners, it was a cassette tape that I had to wind up to reverse and all of that. So I listened to that and I did a past life regression, I think, with my little brother who was only like 9 at the time.
Oh, my God.
But we can talk about that in a whole other episode.
Let's park that for a future episode. Past life
regression. Park that one for a bit. So I was always really lucky. My mum was always very open and kind of new agey, and that was kind of the Celestine prophecy kind of era and all of that. And then I kind of just meandered along, and when I was a teenager, it wasn't until Fiona Horn, actually. That I actually had the wording or the language for what it was that I kind of felt like. I've always had this something different, something more than what everybody was putting out. And it was, I can't remember what the name of the show was. It used to come out on a Saturday morning. It was a music show with, and Dylan Lewis was the... No, it wasn't Rage. Actually like a talk show, and it was Dylan Lewis was the host. And it was because of the music, because I was so into music, that's how I came. She came on with her first book, Witch. And that's how I kind of understood, like got the name to what it was. And then from there, it all just kind of kept going. And then in my mid-20s, I started looking for a teacher and I joined a coven. I was in a coven for about 6 or 7 years. And it was an Alexandrian based coven. So it was a lineage sort of based coven. Yeah.
Alexandrian, okay.
Yep, so it was Alexandrian British traditional Wicca. So technically, I guess I'm a second degree, did all the initiations and things like that. But it was really good because it gave me a really amazing foundation for ritual and everything like that. And my time ended there, and now I'm just kind of meandering along my path. I've kind of expanded a little bit on my interests. So I have a really big interest in like Norse culture and Norse mythology and Norse magic and herbs and plants and traditional witchcraft. And I think I always get this word wrong. Animism.
What? What were animism? What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? It's basically kind of the belief that, everything has a spirit or a life force. So.
Okay.
I will put a link somewhere with what the word actually is. And next time we do a podcast, I will make sure I have my pronunciation correctly.
That is gold. That's going on our bloopers reel for sure.
Yeah, I chuck that one in. So, yes, I guess I'm more like into the traditional witchcraft and things like that now, a bit more of spirit work and shamanic kind of. And things like that.
So what got you into like witchcraft specifically? Was it Fiona herself?
Yeah, it literally was Fiona, because I was like a Def FX fan and into the music.
So Fiona, if you're listening, you are listening, we would love to have you on this show. We would love it.
Like, please come on.
Yes,
I must admit though, if she does come on, I will be doing a little bit of fangirling.
Am I going to need to mute your microphone
throughout this thing? It'll be like this.
Yes, like everyone's like, I've got tinnitus or tinnitus. Like, I hear that high pitch ringing. No, that's just Vicky squealing because she had a triangle moment. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so it was really around Fiona Horn then that I guess I had the word. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd always kind of, I guess I'd always believed it or always been that, but I just didn't really have what the language around it was.
Yeah.
And then from her, I read her books and then I got into Witchcraft magazine and then on good old dial-up.
So. You know, this is a side note. I actually think when I was, because I recently moved into, well, not recently, at the start of the year, we moved into our new house. And I was going through boxes. I'm pretty sure that one of the boxes I was going through actually has my old witchcraft magazines in it because it's one of those things that I just can't part with.
Yeah, you can't get rid of them. Part with them.
Between that and Charmed magazine. Did you ever buy Charmed magazine?
Yes, I did.
I'm like a massive Charmed fan. and I'm not talking these, like, who's the producer of the new one? Like, the new
version. Yeah. I haven't even seen the new one.
I don't want the reload. No. Give me the original, the OG. Yeah. Like, I'm a Shannon Doherty realness. Yes. Like, yes. With Alyssa Milano. Like, you know. But anyway, so, yeah. So, between those two magazines, I'm pretty sure I still have some.
Yeah. I actually think I might still have some, too, somewhere. Oh, that would be really good. I'm going to go look for them now. Pitch
them out and, like, go through some of the content and show viewers what it used to be like to be
a witch. Well, it was. This is what we had. Like, there was no, just type it in and, like, you've got a million.
Even that, like, you know, going into a newsagent's and buying a magazine like that was, like, a big deal.
That was a big
deal. Because it's like, I used to, like, literally, I'm pretty sure when I would buy it, until I got to know the newsagent, I'm pretty sure when I would buy it, I'd always have, like, two other magazines, like National Geographic, Witchcraft, and then, like, something else that's, like, general interest. So that way they're just going to scan the barcodes. They don't even look at the magazine.
They don't even know what it is. That's really clever. See, I was never smart enough to do that.
It would cost me a fortune, though.
Yeah, it would too. It was the most expensive magazine I've ever had.
My mum was like, since when are you into National Geographic? That said, now as an adult, I'm absolutely into National Geographic. But, like, as a kid, like, what 15-year-old kid reads National Geographic? I mean, maybe you do. Who knows? but that's awesome. So, how have you found it? Oh, okay.
I was going to say, what's kind of your origin story? I'd love to hear it all.
God. Okay. What is my origin story? So, I'm just going to spitball this one because I've never had to recite this
ever. Yeah,
so, like, so it all started back in 2004 when I was born. I'm joking. I'm not born in 2004. I'm born in the 80s. Like, born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s. I'm one of those kids. So, like, so when I was a kid, I was always fascinated by, I mean, I had those imaginary friends. I say this because I now know as an adult that they're not imaginary at all. They were absolutely normal. But I always had these imaginary friends. And, I was always very open to spirit and but I didn't know what it was. And I just thought that it was a figment of my imagination, because my parents and friends and everyone told me that it was my imaginary friend. But these spirits would, like, literally, like, talk to me and play with me. Cause I was a kid, like, I had a brother and a sister, but I was quite a solitary kid. Like, I always wanted to play by myself. I would always grab my Lego, go in the corner, play by myself. And then I'd be talking to this imaginary friend who would just sit and talk to me while I'm playing with my Legos. and my parents never understood who I was talking to, even though I would explain it to them. Until one day, I think it was around about 10 years old, we moved house. And I met a new imaginary friend at this new house, and his name was George. And I used to talk to George all the time. And anytime a door would creak open or creak close, my mum would be like looking to see who was coming in the room. And I'm like, oh, it's just George. She's like, who is this George you keep talking about? And I said, I don't know, mum. His name's George. He used to live here. And, like, I'd have these conversations with George and I'd tell my mum. And then, funny story, and I'm not even joking with this, my parents spoke to, because we used to live on this big property and we looked after this club. So we're like caretakers of the residence, the whole place. They were talking to people at the club and they found out that the guy who used to live there is actually George.
Oh, wow.
That was my first, like, that's, oh my God, so cool. I'm not just making this shit up. Like,
yes, like, this is real.
He's real. Anyway, so that kind of started this journey, I guess. And I'm like, my auntie and uncle were very much spiritualists. Like, they do meditation and astral traveling, astral projection, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I always wanted to spend time at my auntie and uncle's house because I thought they were, like, the coolest thing ever. because, like, they did all these cool things that, like, I grew up in a very Catholic household.
Yes.
Unless it's in the Bible, you don't talk about it. You know what I mean? So for me, I mean, I was also a closeted gay kid at the time. So
like, say you got a double.
Yeah, I was in the closet two times over. But I used to go to my auntie and uncle's house, and like we'd do like meditations and stuff. And I remember the first time I ever did a meditation, the only way I can describe it is for sure I astrally traveled, because I remember looking down at my body from somewhere up there. And I remember that then when they were saying, well, after we did this, like it was like a color meditation, we went through the 7 chakra colors to lift out of the body, like going from big all the way up to white. You don't know what chakras are, that's gonna be in a future episode.
That's the next one.
But so we did a chakra meditation, we came out of the body, we did this astral traveling, and then my auntie was guiding us back to the room, and I remember seeing my body down there, and I could see myself in the recliner chair. And I just kept feeling this floating feeling. And I was like, and then I was talking to her. I said, I can't come back. I can't, I don't know how to get back in. And I literally felt this like, almost like helium balloon feeling, like going. And then my auntie even said to me, she's like, okay, I'm going to touch you in a moment, and that's going to bring you back into your body. You might feel a bit of a jolt. And then when she did that, she touched my skin, because obviously that broke my meditation because I was feeling physical senses. I remember like jolting into my body so hard that I bounced off the chair onto the ground.
I was like,
what is this? What the fuck just happened?
Like, that's like really coming back into your body.
And then that kind of scared me a little bit, but I was like, and then forever, for the next like few months, I tried to chase that feeling or that sensation
all the time.
So, I mean, now I'm starting to be a meditation practitioner, like to actually teach when I meditate, because I've meditated for years now. But like, so there was always, I started more on that kind of spiritual new age as well, witchcraft itself. So I was very much into Charmed and Buffy and Angel. Those episodes of Willow, when she goes all evil and her eyes go black and that kind of stuff, was like the coolest thing ever. Like, absolutely. Is it season 5 or 6? Anyway, pretty sure it's either season 5 or 6 when Willow goes all full witchy.
Like, I heard 5 and she comes back, I think, and it comes back again in 6.
Yeah. So like, I was like all into that stuff.
Yes. I forgot about all them.
All of those. Oh, what else was there back in those days? I can't remember now. But anyway, so I was always into those shows.
Yeah.
And again, like, I didn't really start calling myself a witch until I would say, like, I was always interested in it, but kind of curious.
Yes.
I think the first time I really started calling myself was a witch was when I went to, there's a shop in Melbourne called Spellbox. And again, if anyone from Spellbox is listening, we would love to have you on this show.
We'd love to chat to you.
Built up quite a, not friendship, because I don't know her personally, but Danae from Spellbox is amazing. And I follow her on all the socials, and whenever I go in the store, if she's there, she's always happy to have a chat with people, all that kind of stuff. Like, all the people who work there are so awesome. But I remember walking in Spellbox, and again, that was one of those things, even though it's like, it's in Royal Arcade, which is like very much a touristy center of Melbourne. And people would be in there, in and out all the time, but it's like I would be always checking over my shoulder to see if anyone saw me going in there.
Do I know you?
Even though all the people in there are tourists, or a lot of them are.
Yeah.
But then it's like, because I knew that I was kind of interested in stuff on a different level. Like, I wasn't just buying a wand to say, oh, I bought a wand. Like
Harry Potter,
Yeah, I was buying a wand because I actually wanted it to conjure a circle.
That's right. Yeah, that's it.
And so I remember going into there, and I picked up a book called Sons of the Goddess. And that was by Christopher Penchak. So, and that was the first book that I bought. And I remember reading it, and there were so many things that just resonated with me, because one, he was also, well, he is also gay, not was, he is also gay. And two, when I was reading the introductory pages, I remember the way that he worded it. He said that he came from a very science background, and he also grew up Catholic from his parents and stuff like that. So he approached everything with a, like a bit of a scientific speculation kind of, I'll believe it and prove it. And so because that was kind of my mindset in those days, I approached things very much in a similar fashion. So I totally resonated with his thing. By the way, Christopher, if you're listening,
pretty much anybody who we name drop.
We want you. But no, I've actually been talking to Christopher because I've been my friend for a while. So I'm going to be taking that
one. Very exciting about that one. I'm very excited.
So, because you've actually got some of his books too.
I do. Yes. Yeah, I do. I'm very excited for that one.
But anyway, so I read his book, and I remember reading it just thinking like, because Sons of the Goddess was very much my introduction to actual witchcraft. Like that was the first proper Wicca, like it was a Wicca foundation.
Yeah.
And I remember for a while I would associate with myself as being a Wiccan because like I was idolizing Charmed and even, I think even Willow was Wiccan in.
Yeah, I was just like, it was kind of the catchphrase. Wiccan was
like, you know,
Wicca was like, that's what it was to be a witch was Wicca.
Yeah.
Anything else.
Yeah. And then as I've kind of grown and evolved, which thanks to a large part from Christopher and his writing, because he's in his own journey and the way that he's kind of evolved over time, I then grew to now these days I call myself an eclectic. I'm a witch who practices eclectic mysticism.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because eclectic meaning that I kind of take on things from all the different beliefs.
Yeah.
Mysticism because I'm more about the like the mystical side of all of these dogmas and religions and spiritual paths and all that kind of stuff. Like I kind of adopted the things that resonate and I kind of look at them all equally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely makes sense.
I mean, but that said, I mean, we could go in any direction with how that unraveled. But basically from that, I got into like angel cards and tarot cards. And I mean, now I teach tarot, as you know.
Yes, I do know. I love it.
Yeah, so
amazing teacher, by the way. Here we go, because he won't do it. I will do a quick little plug. He's an amazing teacher, and if you follow him, he's actually doing a new tarot fundamentals course. Life changing. Please get on it. I will put links underneath or wherever.
We'll stick some links. In all seriousness, okay, I'll plug myself then. So, like, I do actually run Tarot Fundamentals with Darren. So you can look me up on Facebook. I do have a Facebook page. It's only new. Like, I don't really have much traction on there, but I have a course on there. You can just Google it and it will come up. It's starting on Sunday, the 27th of September. So check out all the details. I'll post a link for you guys to check it out. I actually have a competition running. So it ends this Sunday on the 20th. So this podcast will be live. If you get on there between now and the 20th of September, there's a competition that you could actually win a spot in my next course. Depending on how much interest, who knows? Maybe I might just surprise you guys and give multiple spots. I don't know yet. Who knows? I'll just let spirit guide me on that one.
There we go.
But yeah, so I got into tarot like over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I remember I sat in a psychic development class, like with a trained medium and did psychic development and mediumship for a while.
Wow.
Booked a spirit because this is like a whole nother conversation.
Maybe
I'll for another day.
Yeah, we'll park that one because I know I was going to ask you lots about that. And I thought, oh, that's a whole topic all on its own.
I feel like we could talk about psychic development and mediumship like across multiple, like we'd all just have a mini series within our series.
Yes.
About, you know, psychic senses and what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as a witch though, I think I started to come out to my colleagues. I would have been around about 19 years old, I think, when I started coming out to people as a witch.
Yeah.
And so like I was known as that weird guy in the office because like when we did Halloween, we had to decorate the office in Halloween stuff and we'd be doing all that like, you know, pretend cobwebs and all that kind of stuff. Like what they considered Halloween and a novelty, I was like me living my best life.
Yes.
I had my bag and I had my like my wand, my cauldron, my broom, my like your crystal ball, everything out on my desk and everyone was like, whoa, you really went all out with decoration.
Like, yeah.
If only they knew that's it. Decoration.
This is my life.
Yeah. I mean, but that said, like I have gone in and out of the broom closet a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I think we've even got that as a topic that we're going to be discussing.
Yeah, as a whole topic. Because, you know, like we were talking before, like I hadn't even realized when I was going to go advertise our podcast, I went to hit the send and I actually stopped and had to have a little bit of a think about it. So there's definitely broom closety stuff there.
So what do you do professionally? You don't have to name the company, but what do you actually do professionally? Like,
so for me professionally, I'm a yoga teacher now as well. But I also do admin work as well. So I'm a virtual assistant. So I'm
Is it like in government or private sector, public?
No, it's all private sector. So it's all private, small business and all of those kind of things. But I think there's still that little bit of fear around, which is something I wanted to ask you about a little bit as well, about Christianity. And I know that there is sometimes, not everybody, I'm not spitballing putting everybody in the same thing, but there can be that little bit of fear-based thing there. And I wondered, like, when you said that you grew up in like a Catholic kind of household, like a religious household, and having like this spirits talking to you, like how was that?
So it was one of those things that my parents did. My mum is a Gemini. I know that you
are.
I know
lots about that.
Yes, I know you are too. Yeah. My mum is a Gemini. So her innate nature is to look at things as black and white.
Yes.
It's very much about the black and white of life. And it's about yes, no, black, white, up, down. There's nothing in between.
Yeah.
So, and she has a highly analytical mind, even though, I mean, she probably wouldn't think of it like that, but she's very highly analytical and she has to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
And that's her. I'm not saying all Geminis are the same, but she has to see it to believe it. Whereas I have to believe it to see it.
Yes.
Because, oh, so coupled with the fact that I'm a life coach and health coach and all that stuff, like it's all about believe to see it. You can't see it to believe it. You know what I mean? So she's very much a Gemini with her mindset. My dad, he's Cancerian, but he was just a hardcore Catholic. Like he never took off his cross ever, ever. Like even when he had to have an operation, he made them put it on his ankle so that it wasn't in the way.
Wow.
Yeah, he never took off his cross.
Not at all.
And he even like when we were baptized as children, he found the Monsignor who christened him, baptism, whatever the word is. So when he did his baptism in the Navy, the Monsignor who baptized him, he sought him out and made the same Monsignor baptize my sister and baptize myself.
Wow.
He's that kind of a Catholic.
Yes.
I mean, we're parted ways since, like in the last 10 years, I haven't seen anymore spoken to him, but that's a whole nother story. That's not for this podcast. So having that as parents, that's why I think I was so attracted to going to my auntie and uncles because I'm very open-minded, spiritualist. But then it wasn't until, I think once I started coming out of the broom closet to people at school and then I started to decorate my room differently. Like there was like little crystals appearing here and there and this.
Yeah.
And then through that, family friends would come over and they would like see my room.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, commenting in the dining room or in the lounge room about the things that they saw in my room. And that started the conversations going. And then my parents just thought it was some new age hippie. I never used the word bitch in front of them.
That's right. Yes.
They thought I was some new age hippie and they were cool with that. And then when I remember when I did my Reiki practitioner training and my dad was a full skeptic. Like he's like, okay, well, like it was a 2-day training and it was the first night. And he's like, we were told, do not do any Reiki tonight. You just need to go home, eat, relax. And then tomorrow we've got the second day for the training.
Yeah.
And he's like, you have to do Reiki on me. Prove it to me that you can do Reiki. I'm like, I'm not fully finished yet. And he literally made me, I was in tears. He made me do Reiki on him, even though we were told not to, because he wanted me to prove that I could do Reiki.
Yeah.
And it was just that whole thing of like, oh, this is really uncomfortable. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing happened when I did tarot. So when I actually not just played with tarot cards, but when I actually did my qualification in like through a tarot provider, which was also my mediumship teacher. So when I did tarot, actually, this is a side note. Leonie, if you're listening to this, I would love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
You're a huge part of my history. And she taught me mediumship and psychic development. Anyway, so I digress, which I do a lot. I'm a water sign, okay? I'm Cancer.
Go to the flow. See, I'm the air sign that like, come on, we need to write notes. We need to do this.
We need to keep it in alignment. Okay. I'll bring it back to the question. So the question was about Catholicism and witchcraft. Okay.
Yes.
When I did tarot, same thing happened that my dad wanted a reading. And so I did a reading for him, but set the intention that if I wasn't meant to know the meaning of the reading, I wouldn't know. And to this day, I can't remember what I said to him. And then when he got a reading, the next day my mum asked for a reading. That's a whole nother topic of conversation, what came up there. But that kind of was the thing that I remember, because the reading was so full on, doing the two readings back to back, that was so full on. And the events that happened the day after, which is a whole nother topic of conversation, I actually grabbed my cards and threw them across the room and like, they're the devil's work. Those words came out of my mouth. I actually said, devil, I shouldn't have seen those things. I shouldn't know these things. And like, it freaked me out because I was, hang on, this is 2004 when that all happened.
Okay.
And I threw them across the room and I freaked the hell out. And then I didn't touch my tarot cards for a good few years.
Oh, really? So you had a really big gap because of that.
Because, and then I actually went back into the broom closet because I thought, because for whatever reason, something inside me said like, you shouldn't know that. And then now I know that that was just my Catholic upbringing.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Is that
kind of conditioned me to believe that that's the devil's work and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And like these days, even people ask me, oh, isn't tarot the devil's work. I'm like, no, because I don't believe in a devil.
Yeah, that's right. So well, it's not actually work. A part of what I believe.
No, so it can't be the devil's work because I don't believe in a devil.
No.
Like, to me, I mean, each to their own, but to me, right. I believe that Satan is literally just humankind's greatest scapegoat.
Yeah, that's right.
It's far easier to control people and to tell people what to believe and what to think when you give them an option of a way out by saying, the devil made you do it.
That's no, it.
You're just an asshole.
That's like so. No, devil,
that's you.
That's you. You're just a dick. It's okay.
Just a dick. Yeah, exactly. Just call it what it is. You're a dick.
That's it. Oh, by the way,
we may drop the occasional F-bomb.
Oh, yes.
Whatever bomb in this thing. So if you don't like profanities, leave.
That's right.
I just like, so kind of like a couple of those things kind of caused me to then go back into the closet.
Yeah.
Then after a while, I kind of did some more soul searching. Like, I'm that guy that literally was so confused about who he was spiritually.
Yeah.
That I mean, I was christened Catholic. I then told my parents at the age of 14 that I was atheist. That nearly killed my father. I didn't believe in anything.
Zip,
then I
continued
the question. Then I was like dabbling in tarot cards, this, that, the other, and spiritual paths and meditation and whatever. And I went through this process of, there was about 5 years where I looked into all different religions, all different spiritual paths, everything else like that. I end up landing on Orthodoxy, as in Orthodox Christianity. So Serbian Orthodox specifically. And I got baptized Orthodox when I was 19. Now, remember, side note, I'd already been dabbling in witchcraft and stuff like that. Then I got Orthodox. So I did all of that process, learnt Serbian, learnt Old Church Slavonic, like all that kind of stuff. Went to church regularly. I actually, not an altar boy, but I went to the church early and helped the priest set up the altar and a few times participated in the ceremonies. And when I look back on it now, I realize that it was actually that whole concept of ritual that I loved.
And there's a lot of similarities there with everything.
Yeah. And I mean, they burn myrrh and frankincense in the censer, like, you know, with the charcoal disc and stuff. It's exactly what I do when I do cast a circle. So it's there are just so many synergies here that I have a very open mind now when it comes to religion. And I don't see us as mutually exclusive. I see us as very much the same, just a different viewpoint.
Yeah. I think it was one of my early teachers had a really lovely, what is it, analogy, metaphor, whatever those amazing words are, that where...
Even the air sign is struggling to find...
Yes, it. I know, on the air sign, they can't communicate anymore. See, because you're trying to make me go for the flow. It's the water. It's the water.
So you actually have this metaphor.
Yes. So the metaphor, is that there's many paths up the same mountain. So we're all...
I like that.
Yeah. Like it doesn't matter. We're all kind of reaching for that same thing at the end. It's just, we all have different perspectives on it and no one path is better than the other. No, they all have pitfalls and bumps and all of that sort of thing, but we're all just doing our best to get to that same spot.
That almost ties in with like, so my analogy that I totally didn't come up with this myself. I'm pretty sure that it was in one of Christopher Penchak's books, to be honest. But it's kind of adopted, and I think I say it slightly differently to him. I don't know, or maybe, like, you know, over time it's kind of evolved. But so the way I look at, so I use the words God, Goddess, Allah, Buddha, Spirit, Source, Universe, all as synonyms. To me, they're synonyms.
Yeah,
so I use them interchangeably. If I'm talking to someone who's Christian, I'll refer to God. But in my mind, I know that that's just referring to spirit, source, or universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so it just depends as to who I'm talking to. I would change the word that I use, what fits their paradigm. You know what I mean? Because I don't hold any, I don't think any one of them is any more correct than the other, to be honest. And if you disagree with this, I don't care because that's your view. I'm not going to change
that's
your
right.
view. I don't need to change my view, whatever. But so the way I look at it is like, for me, I think of that concept or that spirit source da 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 as this big multifaceted diamond. I'm talking, it has like thousands upon thousands upon thousands of facets.
Yep.
And as a Catholic, when I was younger, so I'm speaking, when I was younger, as a Catholic, I would hold my such a close, intimate relationship with God through the eyes of Catholicism that for me, the facet that I was looking at was crystal clear and sparkling and beautiful, but all the other facets were distorted.
Yeah.
So as a Catholic, I believe that all the other views of God were distorted. then as I grew and I evolved, and then when I was Orthodox, I looked at it through a different facet, and it was beautiful and sparkling and all that kind of stuff, but all the other facets were distorted. Then when I dabbled in Buddhism, it was perfect and clear. All the other ones were faceted. All the other ones were distorted, sorry. That's when the waves of my flow just crashed into a rock and flipped on it. It wasn't until I learned to pull myself back from the diamond and appreciate it in its entirety. That's what I call mysticism.
Yeah, love that.
We're all looking at the same thing from different angles, and neither one is more right than the other. Yeah. We just need to, if we could all just step back a bit, not hold our religion or our dogma or our spiritual path or our beliefs so closely. Yes. You can still have them, but just if you distance yourself just a little and look at it in its entirety, as I've read verses from the Torah, from the Quran, from the Bible, from all different books and stuff. I'm one of those guys, I'm the nerd. I was a nerd, okay? I was a nerd, you can say it. But yeah, so I was a guy that has read all the different spiritual books, and you know what they boil down to? Don't be a douchebag.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't be a dick. Just be a good human being.
Yeah.
Other thing that it boils down to, actually probably the universal thing, is love.
Yeah, that's right. All we need is love.
Fixed. Don't be a dick. Yeah. But do everything with love, you know? So that's kind of where, I guess, my journey took me. I know we've just opened up so many different cans of worms.
We did. We opened up way, way many, 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 many worms.
But I also want to just pause for a second and say to our listeners / viewers, because this will be on YouTube, but the podcast will be out through Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I think it goes to all different platforms through Anchor. So if any of these particular topics resonate with you, or if you want to comment on them, please comment or send us a message on either Facebook or Instagram or an email. We'll pop all our socials in the links and stuff, but send us a message. Tell us which ones of these topics resonate, or what was your story? Cause you never know. We might hear someone's story and we may contact you to come on our show.
Yeah, so that's right.
We want to know, does this resonate? Does it not resonate? Which parts resonate? All that kind of stuff. So,
that's perfect. And because we really want to have that input of, so like you were saying, because we can get so kind of caught up in just our little world and our little belief and what I believe it is to be a witch, or what I believe it is to be this or whatever, that it's really fascinating when you can start to hear, even just then, I learned so much more, realized how I really did, because I realized how, I guess, short-sighted I was a little bit, because I do have this kind of underlying thing, which I don't really know why, but I do, that there is that little bit of fear around, especially Catholicism and Christianity and things like that, that there's that judging and stuff like that. So bringing them all together is just beautiful. And I think the only way you're ever going to do that is to just hear other people's stories about 100%. What does being a witch mean to you? What does it mean to somebody else? And it's so different, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful.
Well, let's pause on that for a sec. I want to hear from you. What does being a witch mean to you? What is it to you? What is a witch?
What is a witch?
What is a modern day witch, I guess you could say, as opposed to what is a witch? Because we could talk Hollywood witches, historical witches, but what would you think, what do you define as being a witch in today's society? I've just thrown you one.
You really have. I'm I guess my underlying thing is somebody who, it's a nature-based.
Yeah, earth-based religion.
Earth-based spirituality. We then also have, for me, it's the unseen. So believing in that there's more than what we can just see. So spirits and all of that kind of work as well. So I feel, for me, it's more delving into the unseen realms. Let me think more on it. How do you define what a witch is?
Well, for me, I think a witch is whatever you want to make it.
I agree.
Because I read tarot cards, I have lots of crystals, I meditate. I wouldn't say that I've cast circles as much lately, but it's something I want to get back into, celebrating these sabbats and the esbats and the witches calendar, the witches year, basically.
Which we're going to talk about as well.
Yeah, these are all future topics of discussion as well. But like, it's someone who does all those things, like, you know, like, but even witchcraft itself, like, if I dissect that a little bit, like, to me, it is all the things that science can't explain.
Yeah, that's what
like, when I'm going to the shops and I'm in a hurry and I'm like, I don't have time to go searching for a car park, I will literally put my little, you know, certain little sign that I do with my hand. And I'm not talking this one. I'm talking, by the way, for the people that are listening, not watching, I just stuck up my middle finger. That's what I'm talking about. But I'm like, I'll do my little mudra, however you say that word. And I'll literally just picture, like envision myself finding a perfect car park right near the entrance that I can just slide straight into so I can go in, grab my stuff, get in the car and go on my merry way.
Yeah.
Every time I've done that, or instant magic as they call it, every time I've done that, I've always had the perfect car park right at the front.
Perfect.
So like it's all those little things that scientifically you can't explain it. So
yeah, that's right. And to be able to, I guess, I can't think of the word. It's not manipulate. That's not the word I want to have, but to be able to direct.
That's a good word.
I guess it is. Yeah. Cause that's a word that's had a really negative sort of connotation to it. Whereas if you actually boil it down, it's not, it's a very benign kind of word. But to be able to direct and move energy and to tap into that energy or that force that's around us, whatever.
Here we go. Dictionary definition. Manipulate is a verb. One, handle or control a tool, mechanism, information, etc. in a skillful manner. Or two, control or influence a personal situation cleverly or unscrupulously. So technically speaking, it is like manipulate is a perfectly good word. It just means to change your influence.
That's right. And we just need to change our perspective on that word.
Yeah, because that's to me, that's what a witch does. Like we manipulate the energy or the... our emotions, our will, like we kind of manipulate.
And it's all of those things, isn't it? Yeah. It's all of those things. It's not just this necessarily an external force either. It's very much what's the internal and moving that.
And side note on that as well, like there are some people that we're going to have on this show that aren't even, that don't even use the word witch to describe what they do. And that's totally fine as well, because this we're talking about the witchy, the woo-woo, the weird and the wonderful. We just call it witching because we are witches ourselves.
That's right. We identify as that.
Yeah, but there's probably going to be like future listeners. Like, I mean, I listened to another podcast series called Chakra Girl Radio. And I actually know Amber Lee quite well. Like I've gotten to know her over the last few months since I've started listening to her about 6 or so months ago. And like, I've, you know, chatted to her a few times and I've been on her webinars and stuff. And she's a highly successful businesswoman living in Canada. And I mean, I've never actually heard her say that she calls herself a witch. I don't think she does. No, she's just very spiritual and she's into chakras and crystals and all that kind of stuff. But in my definition, I would define her as a modern day witch.
Yeah, that's right.
Whether or not she uses that term. I mean, to me, being a witch, it's not like I'm going to go and say, you're a witch, you're a witch, you're a witch. I'm not going to do that. But it's like being a witch is whatever you make it. So that's some people will choose to use that word. Others use other words. Like you could call yourself a healer or a therapist. I know someone who calls herself a therapist, but everything she does is witchcraft.
Yeah.
Like, so there's healer, therapist, shaman, druid. What else is there? There's someone just into the woo-woo, the spiritualist.
Yeah, the spiritual. I was going to say the spiritual side, the spiritualist. I mean, pagan, even just pagan, the term pagan gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah. So like all of these things, in my mind, are synonyms.
Yeah, that's right.
Just the same as I say God, universe, spirit, source, universe. Yeah. I think it's the universe twice. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But like, I believe that they're synonyms. Like we're all similar, if not different. It's just for the same reason, like you said in your, in Alexandrian Wicca.
Yeah.
Like you guys, I say you guys, like you're separate to me. You guys.
But see, that's a whole other topic that we're going to talk about as well, because there is that little bit of, there can be that separation between like the lineage based witchcraft and Wicca and then the self, I guess, for want of a better word, self-initiated.
Yep. Solitary. See, I would class myself as a solitary practitioner. Yep. I've never had a coven. I sat in a circle for psychic development, but I don't have a circle as such or coven that I associate with.
Yeah.
Because again, it's a spiritual path. And I always believed that spirituality is a personal thing.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily, I mean, that's not to say you can't do it publicly. Absolutely not. I love doing ritual out in public. I love going to drumming circles and fire circles and all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah,
because it's fun.
Yeah, that's right. It's just fun.
Can, Who wouldn't? I mean, people are spraying fire around.
Oh, I love it.
Dancing, like, or maybe not dancing naked, but they're dancing around, dancing around, you know, to drums and stuff. Like, who wouldn't want to go to that?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean? It's great. I'm like, I can't wait till this whole COVID craziness kind of boils down so we can get back to doing back all to of doing that kind
ritual,
of thing.
Like, you know, yeah, stuff. Because, like, that's the thing is, like, once it's all over, the first thing I envision that I want to do, I want to find all my witches.
Yeah.
So, hang on, right. To any listeners out there, if you're a witch that lives in or around Botanic Ridge, Melbourne, I don't care how far away, once this 5 kilometer radius shit's over, like, if you live in and around this area, I want to hear from you, because I want us to all get together and have like a witch fest or like some kind of, you know, something where we can just get together and hang out, because I'm just not really cool.
Oh, I'm going to fly over now.
You should come from Adelaide. Yeah. So for those that don't know, Vicky's from Adelaide. I'm from Adelaide. Both Aussies, but
that's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Where else do we want to take today's thing? Wait, we've done the who we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it. Sort of.
Kind of the why. I think the why kind of goes on a little bit from what you were just saying then as well about creating that community for people, especially because it can be a very solitary thing. And if you're just doing that by yourself and if you're not out of the closet, so to speak, out of the broom closet, it can actually be a really isolating kind of thing. There's a whole part of you that you're not sharing with other people.
Absolutely. No, and another why for me would be, like, as a younger witch, something like this didn't exist.
Oh, I know.
Now, as an older, more mature witch, in my 21 years of age.
No, yeah, that's right.
For those that haven't done the math, I'm 36. I don't age is just a number. Like, I don't look at height. If you look,
no, not at all. I would have thought 15.
No, maybe not that young.
No, maybe not quite there. 21. We'll go 21.
Yeah, we'll stick with 21.
Make it legal.
Oh my god. But anyway, so like, for me to have something like this as a source, just listening to people, just being real people and talking about all the things that make up witchcraft and being a witch and all that kind of stuff would have been so cool and helpful. Like, because I mean, even just our plan, like, I've got some guests lined up that are, as I said, we've got authors, we've got people who own witchcraft stores, like witchy wear. So you know where to go to buy those products.
That's right. You want.
We've got people from all different paths and belief systems and all that kind of stuff. Some who have been like initiated through proper lineages, others that are solitary. Like, we're literally trying to line up as many different people that wear as many different hats as possible, so that you, as our listeners, can kind of get a sense of what it is to be a witch or to walk in the woo-woo. And just to kind of find your tribe and find those people that you resonate with, because I think that we're all beautiful and all of our paths and all of our belief systems are unique and amazing in their own way. And like, that's why, like, you know, even I used to have a hang up about people that practice like satanic ritual because of my Catholicism background, or Catholic background. So I used to think, and I used to judge them.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, who am I to judge their path and what they believe in? Now I look at it and I'm like, it's not my cup of tea, but I can respect it for what it is.
That's right.
Like, I think there's I've seen it a lot on Facebook as well. I mean, a group called Brothers of the Craft. If you're the admin of that group and you want a spot on the show, just let us know.
Please let us know.
But yeah, so I'm on Brothers of the Craft, which is a group for men who are on all different spiritual paths. And a few of them are like Luciferian. Is that how you say it? Luciferian witches.
Luciferian.
And like, even now, like, I'm actually now seeking out and reading their posts to see what they're all about, because I'm more inquisitive now as an older witch. I'm not so judgy.
Yeah,
that's the one right. When I was a little, excuse you,
Prue is right.
The best out of the charmed ones. Piper's not better than Prue. Prue can move things with her mind. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's exactly it. And I think like that's where we stop the fear and the judgment and things like that, when we just have that open mind and actually listen to what somebody else has to say. And you might actually find, like, oh, that's not at all what I thought you were going to say. And that's how you learn.
And for me, it's not about, like, we're not bringing people on this show to try to change your view.
No, we don't want to convert people or anything like that.
Want to open your mind up to realize that each one of these people are going to be special and unique and talented, gifted, whatever you want to call it, in their own way. And it's all about just sharing that information and getting, like, I've got a book by Fiona Horn on my shelf, one of many. Fiona, if you're listening, come. I've got a book by her called Pop Goes the Witch.
Yes.
And it's got excerpts from so many different people, but basically it's all about when witches became pop culture, and it talks about that story. And like, I feel like we've come so far, but I really want us to take it to that next level. Yep. Let's just make it that it's no longer taboo, so that, you know, if you're going for a job as a high paid lawyer, you don't have to question telling people that you're a witch.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're working in a completely conservative environment, you don't have to question, because it's a nonchalant, it's not taboo. Like,
yeah, that's it. It's out there. It's, and then when people can actually see, well, or hear on a podcast, like hear you for who you are and what you're about, that's like I was saying before, like you suddenly start to think, oh, they're really not as scary as I thought they were, or it's not that evil, or it's not this, or it's not that. Like, it just suddenly just becomes every day.
Do you know what I'd like to throw out? Unique. What I'd like to throw out there to our listeners, if anyone out there practices vampirism, I want to hear from you.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it either. Like, I mean, I could imagine what I think.
I was going to say.
Like, do they really like bite people and drink their blood? Like, I don't know. I don't know. What is vampirism? Like, so, and that's one thing that like, I say this because I just had this flash of like all these things that happen in the dark and da da da. And in the Haunted Bookshop, they used to have this whole section on satanic witchcraft, and they had another section on vampirism. Yeah. Like, I actually don't know anything about it. So if you do, if you practice an unusual path,
please
write into us, contact us, because we want to hear from you. We want to give you a voice just as much as everyone else.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's the thing we want to create. It's not just we're having all these big special guests and all of that. We want to help to give you content, but we also want you to tell us about you. Like, how do you practice? Is that
different? I want to hear from you so I can ask you questions.
Yeah, that's right.
Not being judgy. I just want to ask, and I don't want to know and learn from you. So
that's right. From an information kind of point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. So So the why, I think we've got the why covered.
I think we've got the why covered.
When? So how often are we going to be doing this, Vicky?
So how often? We are going to be doing it weekly. We're going to be putting out a new podcast weekly.
Yep.
And then we'll just see how it all kind of goes from there.
Yep. Awesome.
Pop on every week.
So if you want to keep up to date on when we have got new, obviously, but that said, when we do have a special guest, I mean, we can't expect all our special guests to be available when we are available.
So no, that's right.
What we may do is we may even end up recording multiple episodes.
Yeah.
So that we've always got content coming out weekly.
Yeah.
And then that way we can fit our special guests in on our weekly.
Yeah.
Weekly.
Are we going to be, we're going to be putting them out there weekly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and so how can they follow us?
So you can follow us on Facebook.
What's our name on Facebook?
So our name on Facebook, because we did have to change a few of them because of the bitching. Lots of things.
Sadly, Facebook, if you're listening to this, boo you.
Yes, we're right. We're going to
say witching and bitching. Boo you, Facebook.
So we are WAB. Yeah, I was going to say, please, we do love Facebook. Don't go there. So it's WAB, the podcast.
Yep,
so W-A-B, we just kind of put it all, just the front letters of everything. Yeah. So that's
WAB,
so that's for Facebook.
Yep.
WAB, the podcast for Facebook. Instagram, we did get Witchin' and Bitchin' on,
we did.
On Insta, didn't we?
Yes, we got Witchin' and Bitchin'. There's no G's on those. Witchin'
yeah,
and
it's just bitchin. The
dot podcast.
Yeah.
And I think we also have an email address, don't we?
We certainly do. So especially any of those lovely people or anybody who wants to send in questions and stuff as well. So our email address is wab.the.podcast@gmail.com.
Yep. We're trying to keep it as uniform as we can. We wanted to do witching and bitching .the.podcast everywhere, but we couldn't because it's
because of the bitching part, they don't all let it. So it's nice and easy then. We just keep it as WAB.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then for our actual podcast itself, so we are launching this through Anchor, which means that's going to filter out to the Anchor network, which includes Spotify and Apple. We are also going to upload this as a video onto YouTube.
Yes. I mean,
some other areas that it goes to from Anchor, I'm not across it all yet.
Yeah, I'm not quite up with the whole thing yet.
So you can absolutely follow us. So that's the who, the what, the when, the where, the why.
The why. And the how. That was the how.
Yep.
So I think we did it. We covered them.
So hopefully you guys like this episode. Please let us know.
Please do.
if you're seeing this posted somewhere like on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, please let us know in the comments what you think, what you'd like to hear from us in future episodes. Like, send us a question, or even, like, who knows, we might want you to be on our show. We never know.
That's right.
Yeah, let us know what resonates, what doesn't, and let's just see how we go from there.
Yay!
Any lasting words, Vicky?
Lasting. What are we doing with our words now? We don't know how to speak anymore.
apparently we've forgotten how to speak English.
We don't know how to speak English anymore.
So maybe we should, what language are you going to do with the podcast in tomorrow?
Like, that's it. No, I'm really excited. And please, like Darren said, please get in contact with us. We really would love to know, what do you guys want to hear more of? And we really would love to have questions and things like that as well that we can chat about. So please do hop on and like and follow and subscribe and all of those amazing
things. Comment, you know, like, share, subscribe, send us bombs, email us.
That's it. We want to hear it.
Awesome. That's all we're going to have for this week. So this is a work in progress. As I said, we're going to come up with some cool insert exit music.
Yes. We're going to come up with some awesome music and intros and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Because we literally just started this, like, what? We decided 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Days ago to start a podcast. And here we are. We've done our first episode.
We made it. Woohoo!
Awesome. Okay, guys.
So thank you all so much for listening.
Exactly. Until next time, we'll speak to you guys soon. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.